Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, the lines at liquor stores are longer than gas stations in Florida right now. Did you know that? It's true. There are lines at liquor stores in Florida and now Georgia because the media has four or five states in a panic. In a panic. But I got to tell you what, liquor store lines are longer than gas station lines. Well, how would you know that? Because I was in the gas station line earlier. True story. I'm serious. But I have my bottled water because apparently I'm just not going to go there. Hold on. No food or drink in studio. Hold on. If you've been watching the news, it's been utterly crazy. It is enough to drive you nuts. So I figured, since the hurricane, what do hurricanes have to do with guns? Let me tell you something, baby. Hurricanes have everything to do with guns. You ever been in one? Well, apparently, half of America is going to be obliterated tomorrow. And I've been told here by local news to be prepared to be cut off from the rest of the country, maybe for weeks or months. I just can't believe that. It's unbelievable. And please, I don't want the clown head out there saying I'm mocking the devastation power of a brutal Category 3, 4, 5 hurricane. I'm not. I've lived through them. But this media hysteria is just on full display. Mike Paworski, you are the man on the street today in Florida. You are in Orlando. You are my, we're going to call you M-O-T-S. You're my MOTS today. You're the man on the streets. Mike, are you okay?
So far, Mark, but it's only because I have my water.
You have water. You're supposed to have bottled water and bread. Do you have bottled water and bread?
I have bottled water. I need. I probably need two more cases. That way I can bathe every day in the bottled water. And I have the bread. The bread is good. It's the oven is filled with bread.
Just a hint, your sink has water. Just saying. Mike.
No, that's not bottled water, Mark. Mark, it has to be bottled water or we're going to die.
It has to be bottled?
Clear. Yeah.
What does it have to be a particular brand?
You know, listen, you don't want to just buy anything cheap, you know, anything generic. You want to get name brand. You know, this is you're going to have to bathe in this, obviously, because they want you to have, you know, 20 cases a day if you watch the news. So you must be bathing in it. So it's got to be good stuff.
Mike, oh boy. Okay, let's just go here. I can't help it. I've been watching because I have to. I try to watch it for other things. I can't find anything else. I have never in my life seen such hysteria. Now, the message is a good one. Get your out of the way if right. You're in the path of one of these storms. That's been the same message since I was a child and long before I was born, back into recorded storms going back to the 1850s that we're aware of that wiped out coastlines, and they didn't have anywhere near the technology and satellite systems, obviously, that we have today. But that was the same advice then. If you see it coming, get the hell out. Mariners have been talking about it since there's been oceans and boats floating on them.
Right.
So am I missing something, or is it just my utter disdain and hatred for a vile, un-American, anti-American, agenda-driven, pushing media that is clearly doing its level best to gin up unbelievable hysteria? Or is it me? If I'm wrong, please tell me. And listener, please, I want you to tell me, is it just me? Am I letting my utter disdain for the media? You've listened to me for almost a decade. You know how I feel about the media. They hate me. They hate what we talk about. They hate what we stand for. They hate you. They hate our rights, our freedoms. They hate our Constitution. They're pushing a leftist agenda, and we're watching them. We see this. We feel this as gun owners. So you know my disdain for the press. Am I allowing that to cloud my judgment? I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from you during the program. If you can write into me now, I'll read it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Please let me know, because I've just never seen anything like this at all. And believe me, you're listening to someone who has boarded up his house on more than one occasion and fled to get out of the way of these storms. So this is not my first rodeo. I would bet that the vast majority of you have not done that. Mike, am I allowing my disdain for a mainstream 24-hour ridiculous news cycle or fake news all over the place? Am I allowing it to cloud my judgment on the reporting I'm seeing on this hurricane?
No, I don't think so. You know, in fact, I was going to say something along the lines of I've seen them do everything but blame President Trump. But you know what? They have. They've said that the hurricane right. is the result of climate warming, global warming.
And pulling out of the Paris Accord, of course.
Right. So they have blamed the president for a hurricane that's bearing down on the southeast. But this is the news media is going ridiculous, Mark. They have caused wholesale panic down in South Florida, and it's hit all the way up into Central and North Florida. I just saw it on the road 15 minutes before I got on the program with you.
It's not that panic has not just been sown throughout Florida. It's in this state of Georgia. Millions of Floridians are moving through Georgia right now. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, I went to get gas this morning simply because my truck was out of gas.
Right.
And I went down to BJ's Wholesale because I have a membership at BJ's and Sam's Club, and gas is always 15 cents a gallon cheaper down there. And, you know, call me what you want. Gas is pumped up to about $2.75 a gallon now. I'm going to pay $2.60 or $2.62 if I can when I'm filling, because I was on dead empty and I had just taken my kids to school. Oh, let me fill up at BJ's while I'm down. There was a line. There were lines of people at BJ's to get gas. And I bet every one of those cars in the back of the bed of the pickups that were there and the back of the trucks and trunks of the cars probably had stacks of bottled water.
It's crazy. I saw water yesterday, people getting, they put the pallet down and they ran for the water like it was 1984 and they were Cabbage Patch Kids and they were dropping them on the floors. They were getting cases of water for each other.
You may have heard my phone dinging. I've left it on so I can get alerts. And I just got another alert here. Let me read it to you. This is from AccuWeather. Let me read you the alert. Hurricane. Oh gosh.
It's already here, isn't it, Mark? It's already here. It's a sharp Hurricane NATO now, isn't it?
Hurricane NATO?
It's a Shark NATO hurricane now.
I just am absolutely blown away by what I'm seeing here. Let me see if I can open this AccuWeather because it said Monster Hurricane Irma shifts path left, putting millions more at risk. And I'm thinking to myself, it's just incredible, incredible, incredible.
You know what this means, Mark? I have to go get more water.
Yeah, well, you're not going to find it down there. Everybody's taking it. Your sink. Okay. All right. There are people in Minnesota listening to us right now going, come on, guys. Let me put this in perspective for you. It's going to snow a lot in Minnesota here real soon. And, well, I'm not going to go there. Let me move over. Here's the deal. Let me go over to guns with this thing for you for a second, okay? Millions of panicked Floridians are clogging roads, are fleeing what is soon to be utter devastation in the entire state of Florida. Apparently, the entire state of Florida is going to be wiped out. Half of Georgia is going to be wiped out from what I'm seeing on the news now. And you'd better have a firearm when you go back to secure your property. That's if there's any land left. If there's any land left at all. Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have guns? Are you going to be? Because here's the deal. In Florida now, mandatory evacuation throughout the state. Governor Scott signed legislation how long ago? It was a year ago, right? Or 2 years ago?
It was 1 or 2 years ago. The last cycle or two it went through.
It was one of those bills. We didn't really spend a whole lot of time on it. But it suspended the requirement of having a concealed carry permit to carry your firearm concealed on your body in a holster when you are fleeing due to mass media hysteria and panic. I mean a mandatory evacuation.
Right? Yeah, it has to be when the governor declares a state of emergency and then there's an evacuation order given. There's a 48-hour window during the evacuation or after the evacuation. For you to move about with your concealed weapons for a number of reasons, but the law went into effect, but that's the 48-hour rule.
48 hours. So an evacuation is only good for 48 hours? Can you explain it, how it works?
Yeah, the law seems to be a little bit vague. We were just looking it over the other day. It says from evacuation. Well, if the evacuation order is given on a Monday and the storm doesn't come for 5 days, how are you covered? You know, if you're traveling 3 days later. So what we're finding, what we're listening to, it's 48 hours until after the all clear return home.
So from the evacuation notification until 48 hours after the all clear return home. Is that what I just heard? So if it's a 7-day process, you're good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's, all right. Here's the deal. We're getting ready to take a break. Ready to take a break. Let me leave it with this. Just carry your gun. If they're forcing you to leave your home, and you might have to come home to devastation, which apparently every home in Florida is going to be devastated from the Panhandle down to Key West, down to Miami, then you need your firearm to come home. You want to come home because you're going to have to come home. That's if there's land. I don't know. I was watching the Weather Channel this morning. I'm not sure. I think Valdosta is going to be beachfront property here real soon. We'll be back on the Armed American Radio Network with Mike Pawarski right after this. Don't go away. All right, I need to talk to you about something important. There's a huge misconception surrounding the United States Concealed Carry Association right now, and I need to clear things up. You do not need your CCW permit to be protected. Whether you carry your gun or keep it under lock and key at home, you still need self-defense insurance. Remember the story about Buddy, the Army veteran who was arrested on his own property just for defending his family? If you're still thinking that you'll automatically be declared the good guy when an attack happens in your home, you're leaving your family vulnerable. There will always be an investigation, and that means bail money and lawyer fees your family shouldn't have to pay. The good news is you can shield yourself immediately with a USCCA membership. Plus, activate your Platinum USCCA membership today and you'll get a $75 range bag completely free. I'm talking high quality and limited edition, but you must hurry. Your free range bag offer ends very soon. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to secure your free range bag. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Kent sends an email. He says, or is Kurt, I'm sorry. Kurt, you don't say where you're from. That's okay. Obviously, you're listening. I appreciate it. He says, Mark, you're dead on regarding the media over-the-top hysteria coverage. Anything or any place left in ruins by Irma or upcoming spring tornadoes will be fixed by Americans, as Houston shows us. And past hurricanes that have ravished Florida for centuries have shown us. Unbelievable. Yes, you're right. Okay, that's from Kurt. I appreciate that, Kurt. Mike Pawarski, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
The media coverage. And again, I want to throw this disclaimer out right now. I do have some business I want to cover, too, end of the week here. But I do want to throw this disclaimer out. We're not talking about the fact, I'm not discounting the fact that this is a vicious storm. It is. A Category 5 and Category 4 hurricane is nothing to play with. I don't want to be in their way. I have fled these storms myself. So I get that. I am talking about the media. I'm talking about Jim Cantore and the hysterical in a humor way, Mike. I was watching him earlier down in Miami. It's just incredible. They give this guy, okay, you got an hour. Talk for an hour. And the crap that comes out of these people's mouths is unbelievable for a solid hour.
Yeah, I saw one earlier today where they went to their local weatherman and they asked him, you know, what should we do? And he said, well, at this point, it's leave or die. And the newscaster came back to him. And they looked, they said, well, could you give us a little more about the storm? And he was like, hey, you have to leave or you'll die. I mean, it's that bad, folks. Leave or you'll die. And it's like, okay, can we get a little more specific? You know, obviously we know the low-lying areas, the coastal people. Yeah, you're going to evacuate for that. But there's a lot of other factors going on here. And again, Mark, we're making light of the news programs and the media, not of the storm itself. This is a dangerous storm.
Correct. That's what we're talking about.
Everybody that's been in Florida for more than a week knows to prepare for these things ahead of time. So whether you do or not, you know you should prepare for these. The building codes were raised after Hurricane Andrew. Much the same way in California, building codes were changed after the earthquake in was it 88. You know, so this physically more buildings are ready for it. Mentally, people are ready for it, and I don't know. I don't know why they decided this time to flip the crazy switch and instill panic in everyone. But
I think Houston had something to do with that. You know, Houston, but that was a different type of event. That was a 5-day, biblical rain event. That no city, I don't care what city, I don't care what infrastructure you had, wasn't going to have the same thing happen that happened in Houston. What happened in Houston got the luck of the draw on that one.
Yeah.
Houston, you're listening to us down there, right now. And God bless you, man, that, and what I hope doesn't, well, it's already happened. The cameras leave and are going to focus on this storm now. And they will, like Jim Cantore will do with the Weather Channel and Stephanie Abrams and the rest of them, they will find that one little pocket of something destroyed and they will show it ad nauseum. In the meantime, Houston will be forgotten.
Right.
And we won't let that happen on this program. We'll continue to talk about Houston. Because they need help. They're still underwater. It didn't go away because the cameras left, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't go away. Now, I hope to God that the destruction from this storm, and there will be some destruction, but also let me point something else out. We are not a third world nation. As you just mentioned, our building codes are much greater. We will not see anywhere near the level of devastation that was seen in areas like Antigua or Barbuda or anybody else. We're not going to see that level of destruction. So...
I
take it right back to the media, brother. It's really, really disheartening to see this type of coverage, and I'll tell you why. Because when it's not a hurricane, what's it going to be next? What's it going to be next, Mike?
Yeah, well, if you listen to the media, like I said, it's Sharknadoes. They're going to be next, but they're out of control. I looked it up while we're sitting here. The Florida building codes for all of Florida is 111 miles per hour. Winds to 111 miles an hour. Anything built after that date has to be 111 miles an hour. If it's Dade or Broward County, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, it's 130 miles an hour. This storm we're talking at a Category 4, 130 miles an hour starts right there, 130, 150.
Listen,
right in that neighborhood.
Let me tell you something. The moment they touch ground, the moment they land, they begin to dissipate. That's the nature of these storms. If it does go up the spine of Florida,
right,
it will dissipate. Now, here's the problem we're going to have. The problem is going to be power, power outages. Power outages from Georgia or from Florida up through Georgia, wherever the center of the low pressure continues to go until it breaks up. I want to put people in, I want to put you at ease here. This is not a buzzsaw, like the media is calling it, that is going to churn a 60-mile-wide path of destruction from South Florida to Detroit. I want to make that clear, okay? Some of you will get rain and wind out of it, but it will go away. America will not be buzzsawed in half. It's just the terminology. It's just the hysteria. I turned on Fox News when I was in my truck this morning. I kind of defaulted to that. I went over there because there wasn't a baseball game. I had it on the Brave station, and I hit the next button. Boom, Fox News was dialed right in there. And I heard, you know, one of these crazy Fox News Live, welcome to the, you know, we're at the top of the hour. Here's where we are right now. Irma churning a path of death, destruction, and Armageddon through the Caribbean with its killer monster eyes and its sights now set on Florida. I'm like, oh, my God, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Anyway, you know, Angry Mark comes out of the box, and I know, you're thinking, yeah, I want to talk about guns today and everything. Listen, it's the end of the week.
Mark, it's kind of gun-related. I mean, listen, I'm looking at all the maps and all the graphics, and it looks like a giant laser beam from space that's going to cut up through Florida and end at East Tennessee.
East Tennessee. You saw the East Tennessee article, which was the funniest thing in the world yesterday from the Knoxville News. Drudge ran it for about 2 days before I read it. I saw it up there, and I kept blowing by it. You know, is Irma going to hit East Tennessee? And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I went up and read it, and sure enough, just like everybody else with all the hysteria, was a piece in the Knoxville News talking about how, you know, while it won't be as bad as when it hits the coastal areas, it may come to East Tennessee, and you had better be prepared because lots of storms come. And every other line in the piece ended with East Tennessee. It was hilarious. So I actually understood Dredge's humor, and I appreciated that. That's why he put the piece up. And he didn't need to embellish or elaborate. He just put it up. And if you got that kind of humor, you got it. It was quite funny. That was the media hysteria we're talking about here that has people panicked everywhere. Relax. It's okay, America. America will be okay. And whatever destruction does occur, guess what will happen? Good, decent, white, black, Muslim, red, Latino, green, I don't care where you're from, Americans will all join together and help each other. That's what Americans do. And the last time a hurricane blew through Florida, yes, ladies and gentlemen, hurricanes have blown through Florida. That's what Americans did. That's what Floridians did. And Mike, I tell you, I've got tickets to go down to Key West. That vacation's not going to happen. But I'll tell you what I might do. I may go down there if they get a devastating blow. That's a volunteer opportunity for me and my kids. I'll keep you posted on that, okay?
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, Mark.
That's exactly what we're planning on doing.
That's helping everybody else. That's helping your fellow. They're not even your neighbors, Mark. They're 1,000 miles away from you. That's helping your fellow man. That's honorable.
They are neighbors, but that's what we're talking about with the kids. And if that's what we can do, if we can do that, and do it safely without getting in anybody's way, that's exactly what we're going to do. We'll be right back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. It's Friday, the end of the week. We're going to have some new information for you coming out next week, no doubt. So I want to make sure that you hear this for the end of the week. I've been telling you that whether you carry a gun or keep it under lock and key, that means whether you got a permit or whether you don't have a permit, okay? Follow me on this. Makes no difference. You still need self-defense insurance. Many of you don't have permits but carry your firearms in your car, your truck, whatever it may be. Maybe you have one in the RV. You still need self-defense insurance. That's legal to do that, okay? So Buddy, the reason I talk about Buddy is because he was on his own property in Florida. I don't know that it's going to be there next week, but in Central Florida, I'm being sincere here. I hope Buddy's okay. Buddy and his family in Central Florida are fine. But he's an Army vet. He was arrested on his own property for simply defending himself, actually his daughter, and himself from some thugs that were after his daughter. It's a crazy story. You can see it at USCCA, usconcealedcarry.com. But he was arrested, and you can be too. So if you're still thinking that you'll automatically be declared the good guy, and this is what we talk about all the time, hey, I'm the good guy. You should know that. Well, they don't know that. They don't know what happened. It's your word against someone else's. And if someone else is alive, they're going to tell a different story. And you could very well be arrested. So don't think you're going to be declared the good guy when an attack happens, even if you're defending your own family on your own property. And if you do think that, you're leaving yourself and your family vulnerable to catastrophic ruin financially. There will always be an investigation. You could be arrested. You might need bail money. If you do, the good news is you can get your self-defense shield immediately with a USCCA membership. You can activate your Platinum USCCA membership right now today, and you'll get a $75 range bag completely free. And I'm talking about good quality stuff. I have one of them. I actually, believe it or not, I have two of them. I keep saying I have one, but I have two. I have one and my wife has one. But you have to hurry. The free range bag offer ends very soon, okay? Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to secure your range bag. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Go there. Activate the self-defense shield insurance, number one, for peace of mind. And number two, get something free. I'm a big fan of free stuff. Aren't you, Mike? I'm a big fan of free stuff.
Free stuff kicks butt.
Free stuff kicks butt. Free stuff kicks butt. I like free stuff. All right. Mike, if you're being evacuated, let's take the opportunity to talk about firearms in a situation like this.
Okay.
If you're being evacuated and you obviously, in my house anyway, I couldn't take anywhere near all the guns I have. I'd need two cars. What do I want to take with me out of my selection before I lock up the rest? What do I want to take with me that I want back with me if I come home to destruction? What do I want?
Well, you know, I think we may have covered it a little bit when we talked last week about the three mandatory firearms everybody needs to own. You know, you're going to want to take your concealed weapon firearm, whatever that may be. You know, that's what you're going to be allowed to carry concealed, whether you got your permit or whether you're in that exclusionary period during the storm in Florida. And then perhaps, if you're heading to you know where you're going. You're getting to a hotel. You're going to a relative's house, and you have maybe your shotgun or your AR rifle that you're going to take with you. That's okay. But you know, I'd almost think you stick it out loud, Mark, that maybe that's not good to bring, because if you end up stranded on the somewhere and have to stay at a shelter, I don't know. It's a tough one. Something to think about. You need that. Definitely need that concealed weapons pistol, and I'd probably take one of your long guns with you. But then you need to secure that stuff at home as well, and there's some methods to do that too.
Now, we come home. Now, let me. I love making personal. I make these stories personal because it is personal for me. I drove through Homestead in Florida City a couple of months after Andrew hit in August of 1992, and I drove through in October. I drove through that, and the area was devastated, absolutely devastated. I have some amazing photographs of it, of what I saw. It was incredible. And the looks on people's faces was incredible. The devastation was complete. It was total. Basically, if you've never seen what the eye of a hurricane can do, and it's not the whole hurricane, it's what the eye can do and where the hurricane force winds are in that area. The whole state wasn't wiped out from Andrew. Just churned a path. It's like a 45 mile wide or 30 mile wide, or depending where that destructive wind is, tornado path, isn't it, Mike? Best way to describe it?
It's pretty devastating right now. But remember, prior to 92, and especially you go down there in very southern Florida, Mark, these were all those old wooden frame houses built,
of course,
50 years prior to that, before anybody had any idea. They came down from the north and built a wooden house like they would anywhere else.
Yeah, and they didn't have the building codes, and living through a number of hurricanes. Those of you who are younger, this is not the first hurricane. Yeah, there's a football team. What's Miami, University of Miami's football team? What are they called?
That would be
What's
the hurricane.
Their name? Oh, the Hurricanes. Are what are they named after?
Oh, you know,
Hurricanes.
I'm not sure now.
Okay. I'm just finding this game of media is killing me. Jim Cantore. Pretty soon there's going to be an effort to wipe out that name because it's just not politically correct, because so much was damaged because of the hurricane. We shouldn't have that as a name. So what happens when the Hurricanes play the Redskins? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
But securing firearms.
Let's go back to it. What do you mean secure them? Let me go back to the Andrew thing. When I drove through there, these homes had nothing left to secure. These people were picking through their belongings 2 months later, and we offered assistance when we were down there. Before I left, it was very hard. It was very hard to be there and see that. It was really, really difficult to see people's lives so shattered, but. I remember one of the first things I saw that was rebuilt was a 7-Eleven. It was completely rebuilt. It was brand new, and that's where everybody went. Why would they rebuild a 7-Eleven? Well, because that's where people were getting their gasoline. It's where people were getting some of their supplies and their food in this area. But they were all carrying firearms. Virtually everybody I saw had a shotgun over their shoulder, had a gun on their hip. This was 1992. No law enforcement officer was going to drive through there and say, "You got a permit?"
I was there, Mark. I was there as a law enforcement officer, and none of us said a word. We just, how's everybody doing today? Can we, let us know if you need anything, and let's all pull together and beat this thing. Let's get back on our feet. That was all we did.
Isn't that what happens when natural law takes over, Mike? In a catastrophe of that magnitude where you've got that path of destruction and people who live there are trying to put their lives back together, the firearm becomes a part of that rebuilding process. Your right to bear arms. And I'm talking as taking it right down to the wire, to the common denominator, to the tool itself. But the firearm is a part of that. Because a firearm is what? It's just one of the many, many tools necessary that these people use to rebuild their lives when they become victims of something like this, if they are, you know, unfortunate enough to be in the path of that. So, and we're going to see it now. We will see it now. The media won't cover it. Some media will, but the vast majority won't. But it will happen whether it's Key West, whether it's Miami, whether it's Broward, whether it's up the spine, however they want to phrase their goofy words. But we'll see that, won't we, Mike?
Yes, we will. You'll see it. You'll see it happen, and you'll see it happen when people come together, just like you said earlier. But doesn't matter color, skin, religion, you know, anything. People are going to help their neighbors to get back on their feet, and then we'll all move forward together.
I'm telling you what. All right. So the long gun situation, probably not the smartest thing to take if you're staying in a shelter, because as I was talking with the captain, Matt Bruce, at the Captain's America Third Watch program on Wednesday, you can bring firearms with you, but they have to be checked in. You can't keep a firearm on you, but at least they're checking them in at the shelters. Can you give us any more information on that?
Yeah, I think that's also individual counties making that decision, with the either being the cities or the sheriffs there deciding, you know, if they want to put that manpower towards it to securing those firearms when they come in. That's definitely going to be up for the individual shelter. So if you're planning on doing that, make sure you check. But again, I think the problem is I may be planning to go into a shelter, you know, up in Lake City in northern central Florida, up the spine, but I may not get that far and I may have to end up somewhere else. So you just got to be real cautious about what you're doing, whether you can secure it in the vehicle safely so it can't be easily broken into and taken after the storm happens or while you're at the shelter. You just got to plan ahead, folks. Just plan ahead.
All right. Something else to consider, too. We're getting ready to take a break. We're coming back for the final segment, Mike. And I appreciate you. I know you have a lot to do down there as you prepare for Irma and Central Florida. You're just outside Orlando. So I do appreciate you jumping on the show today. I know how busy
no problem.
You are. Okay. The Sunshine State, also known as the Gunshine State, lots of guns, lots of permits. I'm going to ask Mike, there's under the stress and pressure, I would imagine that there's a ton of violence down there right now with people fighting. Lots of gunplay. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
We are. Here it comes. Listen. This is local hysterical coverage.
Yes. Looks like storm surge there is still an issue, but what we were talking about on Wednesday for those areas to now is completely different. It's day and night. So, so Tom, I know you have to get ready for the 5 o'clock. Tell me what... we're going to have
at 5 o'clock. We're going to not only talk about the storm.
Of course, they're going to talk about the storm. Okay, that's what I was listening to during the break. I was checking out a bunch of coverage. Mike, part of the discussion was you in Orlando. I understand it's so bad that and again, I'm not discounting. I'm talking about the coverage. Disney World is closing for Sunday and Monday. Will they be open Tuesday?
Sunday and Monday, right. Yeah. Now, mind you, they're going to be open until Saturday night, 7, 8 o'clock. I was taking a look at those. So even Disney World is going to be there. Now, you may not be able to go on the high wire rides, I guess, but it's okay, folks. The parks are still open. I probably wouldn't go. I'd stay home and make sure you got a bottled water, but you should. You should understand that this is not a catastrophe, without any reason whatsoever. Just be prepared, follow the guidelines, and pay attention to the real portions of the news, the evacuations orders, and act calmly and like an adult, please.
Now, let me get some business out of the way here, because we're talking about firearms, and
yes,
it's the end of the week, and I do want to drive people over to armedandresponsible.com. It's a big deal, and the free stuff is very cool, and I do want to get you over there, okay? If you're still thinking that you're automatically going to be declared the good guy, you're not. You heard me talk about it all week long. It's very, very important, okay? There's always going to be an investigation. God forbid you have to use your gun. So please visit armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. And I'm getting emails from some of you, and I actually met with a fan of the show yesterday who is a USCCA member because of the show. I got some emails that I'm going to be reading on the Sunday Monster Cast. Now, Sunday afternoon, I've got to tell you, The center of that low pressure, that monster force, is going to be right here. So I don't know if I'm going to be here or not. So hopefully we don't have to run. Sean hopefully doesn't have to run a recording. But we have never, ever, ever missed a Sunday monster show. And that's right, monster show. I've been saying the monster show for quite some time. It has nothing to do with the hurricane. In the meantime, I'm going to be reading some of those emails on Sunday from those of you who purchased some of the self-defense shield coverages for yourself and your family. And I really love getting those emails. Send them in, please. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. But you got to hurry to do this if you want the free range bag. It's going bye-bye very, very soon. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to secure your free range bag. That's armedandresponsible.com. Do it. Plans as low as $13 a month, okay? Very important. $13 a month, and you're covered. Peace of mind. Trust me. All right, Mike. I'm assuming Florida's a very well-armed state. Very well-armed state. It's not called the Gunshine State. You know, without good good reason here. But I'm assuming, because I know they're fighting over bottled water, they're fighting over bread, they're fighting over gasoline at every corner of the state, no matter where you happen to be, there must be incredible bloodshed with all of these responsibly armed, law-abiding Americans. Are we just not seeing the reports of Chicago gun-controlled style violence? It's got to be horrific down there in Florida. Why aren't we? Is the hurricane overshadowing that coverage?
You know, Mark, because you know the same reason I do, because guns make for a polite society, and everyone is being very nice with each other as when it comes to their firearms. You're not seeing anything displayed. You're not seeing anybody shot. You're not seeing anybody killed. There's no mass mayhem. There's no Wild West. These are responsible people with their firearms. Just because a hurricane's coming doesn't mean we flip a switch and we start shooting out people's tires so I can get ahead of you in the gas line. They're still firearms, and they're still responsible people. It's the same people.
So,
the bad guys are not going to get the firearms, Mark. We're not handing them out to bad guys because the storm's coming. I know that's what the media wants you to believe.
I was thinking, you know, because the anti-gunners were fighting for a long time, emergency powers, that the state should have the right. States don't have rights. That's part of the problem with their argument. But let's just go there. States should be able to, or states should have the right in their minds, to take away firearms from people during a state of emergency because of this very reason. Traffic, road rage. I mean, everybody's got a gun. If that's the case, if everybody has a gun, this is going to be mass mayhem. And we're seeing it in Florida. Millions and millions and millions of people. My parents have friends that were driving up from Naples to come up to see them. They made it as far as Gainesville. It took them 11 hours yesterday to go 4 hours, 11 hours. They're now stuck and can't go anywhere. And it's mayhem everywhere. I just can't believe that the left's prediction hasn't yet come true in a state as well-armed as Florida. With all of this stress, all of this tension, all of this evacuation, people fighting. I've seen pictures and videos of people fighting over bread.
Yet nobody's shooting each other. That's so weird. That's so weird. Because, you know, that's what
something's wrong.
They lead us to believe, yeah.
Well, you're the man on the street, so I'm going to trust that you'll give us the true report after it happens. Because, well, then maybe it will happen after the state of Florida is destroyed. What happened then?
Well, let's see. If history repeats itself like it did after Andrew, no, it won't happen then either, Mark. It's not going to happen. People will not be shooting each other over water and bread lines. Now,
I'm disappointed I can't report that.
Now,
I'm disappointed I can't report otherwise, Mike.
If you loot and break into somebody's house, you may end up that way. We saw that in Texas here with Harvey, but you know, these are responsible gun owners. We're not talking about criminals out there with them.
So that's what that sign means when people spray paint on what's left of their stucco, like I saw all over Florida City and Homestead. You loot, we shoot. Looters will be shot on sight. That's what that means.
I saw the same signs you did. Same signs you did.
And now, in Houston, the same thing.
Yeah. These people that are leaving guns home, that are leaving firearms, hopefully, I mean, it's kind of late at this point. They've got some safes. Those firearms should be secured in the safes. And let me tell you, because I saw this for years and years and years after the Andrew and then even the hurricanes at 04, 05, 06 down here. Folks, go inside your safe. Get a big block, you know, like a cinder block or some wood, and put it in the bottom of the safe. And put the guns on top of that. Lift them up about a good foot if you've got the room. And then close your safe, lock it, and get duct tape and seal the safe. Seal it, because those safes are not waterproof. They're not watertight. That seal that you see there, that seal that you see is fire protection. For when a fire hits your safe, it expands and puts a little layer of concrete in there. Your safes are not waterproof. And for 20 years, Mark, I have seen beautiful guns that are three quarters in wonderful shape and one quarter a solid block of rust because they were in those safes.
Well, I mean, the area is evacuated. If it's mandatory, why don't we just put them in an upper level, up in the top of a closet or even an attic?
Well, which is a good idea if you don't have a safe, but if that storm is in the evacuation area and you lose the roof or, you know, something happens, you don't want to have them completely lost. So I'm still saying safe or in lieu of a safe, then perhaps, like you said, wrap them, put them in a gun case, then put them in the closet, just like you said, Mark.
Yeah, and many safes, including my own, have a cord for plug-in for the dehumidification system in the back. You want to make sure that you cover that up as well, too, correct?
Absolutely. Unplug that and tape it up.
Okay. No, that's great advice, Mike. All right. Well, listen, it's Friday. I know what's coming at you. I see it barreling. I see it churning. I see the buzzsaw. These are the adjectives being used by the media to describe what's coming at you. So I'm going to wish you Godspeed and well here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Mike. You and your family, your beautiful daughter and your beautiful wife. And everybody down there in Orlando at 660 and Tampa on 860 WGUL and all my affiliates 930 and down in Miami, everybody, I want you all to take care of yourselves, Tallahassee, everybody else, and get out of the way, right, Mike? Good advice?
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, you know, again, be safe. We joked around with you a little bit, but be safe. Follow the cautions. Be an adult. Secure those firearms and get out of the way. And, Mark, I will give you a call Sunday on the big show from the devastation area down here. And
you will. You jumped me on that one. That's good because I was going to ask you to do that off air. Anyway, here's what I want to tell you. We will get a man on the street report from not just you, but we're going to try. We will get one from Tampa on Sunday. We will also get one from you. I'm going to try to get one from Tallahassee. I want to see what's going on. Of course, I'll be able to, you know, believe me, Sunday's supposed to be right over my head. We'll see how it shakes out. We're kidding about the media. We're not kidding about. That's what we're talking about, the hysteria. We're kidding about that. We're kidding about the storm, but the media was what we're talking about here. Listen, till I see you on the Monster broadcast on Sunday, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. In Florida, you can carry right now, whether you have a permit or not. Take advantage of it up to 48 hours until the order is rescinded. I'll see you on the Monster cast. Have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.